Land of Dreams.
Take the trip with us
on Radio SI.
Whenever we go out, we say, okay, what are we going to eat? No, really. It's like, it's the first thing when we travel is where, what are we going to eat?
And it's always like, about food.
Yeah, like the love of food is just so deep in our culture, and it's like something you just can't tear apart. I live in Arochiti, Capipupili, Shelite, Harana, Picano, Aline Picano, Shelite, Chile Omaco, Shelite, Zazraban, Alisa Tuka, is a yes? Yeah? Xin chào, my name is Itu. I'm from Vietnam. I've been living in Maribor for 4 years, and I have a Vietnamese restaurant in Maribor. I'm from Ho Chi Minh City. You can call it Saigon, which I prefer that old name.
Saigon is the old
Saigon is the old name, and now it's Ho Chi Minh City. My full name is Trần Thị Yến Thu.
So what do your friends call you?
Thu.
Thu.
Yeah, it's funny because like Thu is here. So they usually make fun of my name, like Thu Yen Thu.
Thu Yen Thu. Thu's here.
Right? Yeah, Thu's here. Welcome to Ngon Vietnamese Restaurants.
So this is before opening time now. What do you usually do here now before you open?
The restaurant is open at 11, but we two or three people have to come here 3 hours in advance to prepare all the ingredients and cook all kind of soup and prepare the place, clean everything from the kitchen to the service place, cutting and marinate everything, marinate on the meat and on the fish and so on, yeah.
So now we're in the kitchen.
Now we're in the kitchen, yes.
This is like the heart of the restaurant? Or
yeah, it's where all the magic begins.
One of your chefs, can you just say what you're doing now?
I'm doing chicken noodles.
Do you know the recipe?
Yes, of course. I'm the chef.
For Friday and Saturday, which is the most busiest days, I try to get everybody on board.
And then you help with everything, right?
Yeah, in and out.
You're in and out.
Yeah, in the kitchen and outside for the service whenever they need me.
Chicken and lots of vegetables. And Slovenians, have they accepted Vietnamese food?
So like, yeah, I come across some people, like they don't think this kind of concept gonna work. But yeah, we're quite happy that we proved them wrong. I mean, I really happy and proud of what we achieved so far. This is a very old song about my city, Saigon. It's released before 1975. And it says Saigon, very beautiful, very beautiful.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Okay.
Dừng chân trên bến khi chiều nắng chưa phai. Từ xa thấp thoáng muôn tà áo tung bay. Nếp sống vui tươi nối chân nhau đến nơi này. Saigon đẹp lắm, Saigon ơi, Saigon ơi. Xe như nước trên đường vẫn qua màu. Người ra thăm bến câu chào nói son. Sài Gòn ơi, Sài Gòn ơi, la 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 la, la 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 la, tiếng cười cùng gió chan hòa niềm vui say sưa, la 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 la, la 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 la, ôi đời đẹp quá, chan bao ý thơ. một tình yêu mến khi lời hát câu ca để làm thương nhớ bao ngày vắng nơi xa. Sống mãi trong tôi bao hôm nay sẽ không phải. Sài Gòn đẹp lắm, Sài Gòn ơi, Sài Gòn ơi.
You're listening to Land of Dreams, this week with Tran Te Yin Tu, a Vietnamese woman living in Slovenia.
So how did you end up here too?
I don't know how. it's destiny, let's say. I and my husband met in Oxford in UK. We study at the same university.
So you met your husband in the UK?
In the UK, yeah.
He was from where?
Oh yeah, he's from Slovenia. His parents live in Pozsilla.
Was it difficult to make the decision? Because you ended up having to come here.
I don't remember how I made the decision, but I always think that I want to do everything I can. So at least if it doesn't work out, I'm not gonna regret that I didn't try my best. I said, okay, I can move to Slovenia, but I need to have something to do here. I'm not gonna come here just to stay around. And I always want to create something for my own. So I said, okay, let's give it a try.
But it's been going well.
Yeah. We had a small restaurant. This year we opened a new one, nicer and bigger restaurant.
So how do you like it here too?
I got this question so many times. People here is friendly and nice, and of course, like from time to time, you come across some people more conservative. It's really hard if you expect like everybody gonna welcome you. I think it's changing though, but I think like some people still quite conservative. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you just try to select the nice persons, the nice people you want to stay in your circle and get rid of the one you don't like.
What's one of the things that you first noticed about Slovenians?
I think Slovenians are really obsessed with the matcha. The matcha, everything the matcha is good. Now, which I cannot disagree, because I love eating fruit or vegetable from my mother-in-law garden. And I think like Slovenia, you spend so much time to take care of your home and your garden. I think in the Slovenian home meal, you tend to eat a lot of vegetable as well, especially like fresh vegetable. And you like soup, which like in Vietnam, we love soup. We eat soup almost every day.
So vegetables and soups are one of the things in common?
But the difference, yes, there's a lot of difference. And Slovenian, I think like you more meaty nation.
More emphasis on the meat in Slovenia?
It's not the key important element, you know. And because it has to be harmonized everything together, but we put more effort to make the soup base. And like the noodle, then the meat just come after everything, just to be on top of that and complete the whole thing. And we don't eat so much potato.
Are there any things that you miss from Vietnam?
Yes, food. I was dreaming about food.
Well, you have your own food here now.
I know, but it's just not enough.
Plans for the future? Have you found your land of dreams? Do you see yourself here like in 10 years' time?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would see myself living here in the future. I think Slovenia is a very great environment for everybody, for foreigners and for families, for children. So I and my husband happy to build our home here, a second home.
Thank you, too.
You're very welcome. Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
Land of Dreams.
Only on Radio SI.